everyone, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. This week, Richie and I are chatting about creative confusion and how sometimes you can think you have your art figured out and then lo and behold, you're back at square one, uncertain about where you're heading and what direction you want to take. So I've been experiencing a bit of this over the past week or two, and I wanted to chat to Richie about it and dive in deep and hopefully come up with some helpful suggestions as to how to navigate myself out of confusion, or perhaps just get more comfortable with being in a state of uncertainty with my art. So I hope that you enjoy the episode, and let's just get straight into it. So for this season of the podcast, I think that I'll be deciding what we chat about during the drive to the studio.
You're taking this doing it on the fly stuff really serious, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Because I like it.
I think it's good to switch it up a bit. You know, we've had seasons where we've put a lot of heart and soul and it's taken up huge amounts of time but also been hugely rewarding. But now I feel like it's the run-up to Christmas. Things are getting busy. You and I both have other appointments, and it's that time of year. Everyone experiences it. You know, if you have Christmas parties and kids have things at school, and I want to be realistic because often I take on too much at this time of year, and I've already started crossing things off my list for the year. I had a look at it the other day. I opened up my yearly planner and I started pushing things out of this year into next year because I don't want to feel stressed and anxious. I want to have a fairly smooth run to the end of the year. Famous last words, huh?
Yeah. I'm just looking at you and I'm like, okay, I'm almost zoning out.
You've heard it all before, huh?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So anyway, I have been painting and starting this new series, or just new type of work. So I'm working on the wooden boards with acrylic after having done a lot of watercolor work and mixed media work. But this type of work used to be my main thing. So many of the paintings that I sold at the cafe were on either canvas or wooden board with acrylics. But it's weird coming back to something after a bit of a break. I've been feeling a lot of confusion because even though I've been making art for a long time, and there have been points where I've thought I've kind of figured out my style, I feel like I'm kind of back at square one again. I'm looking at these pieces that I'm painting and I can't seem to decide. I look at them and I'm like, will I keep this abstract? No, maybe I'll bring in some botanicals or florals. Will I make the shapes soft? No, I think I feel like having some harder edges and some more angular shapes. And it's been really challenging for me, but exciting as well. Like, I feel like I have the mindset to handle it. Like, I'm not getting all flustered like I would have years ago. But at the same time, I am feeling, I guess, yeah, a little bit confused about my art style and what direction I want to take it in.
It's funny you say that because I finished painting and prepping the area where you're going to be painting on the walls. So I took all the stuff off, but I couldn't really remember what I'd taken off, and I painted it and prepped it. And then I rehung it this morning. I was like, this all can't be going back up. And it was like the stuff you work from, you know, when you make a little mood board, you put like, you know, you print off some of your old Instagram posts or color swatch or whatever, your bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And I stuck one up, and then I stuck another one up, and then I stuck another one up, and I stuck another one. Because you were talking about you didn't know what you wanted to do. And like, there's botanicals, abstract, watercolor, color swatches. You have a finished piece. You have backgrounds, Instagram, Facebook posts, and I'm just sticking it all back up. I'm like, wow, there's so much here.
That's an insight into my mind at the moment and what I'm going through. I don't know if I've experienced this level of confusion in quite a while. I did start trawling through my Instagram and printing things off and trying to see if there was something maybe that I'd done before that I wanted to dive back into and work with. And so that's the reason why there's so many different photographs up there of things that I felt like I hadn't fully explored. I was looking back at some of my past work and I got this feeling like, oh, maybe I should have taken it further. Maybe I stopped too early. I put a post on Instagram about this. It was really interesting because, as I guess I knew would happen, there were a lot of people that said, oh, I really love that piece. I feel like that's really strong and it kind of allows the viewer to make up their mind, and there's a spaciousness to it. And there was a calmness to the painting. And then when I thought back to it, I realized that I had worked quite hard to achieve that. You know, like when I started painting, my work was a lot more chaotic. And then I had gone through this process of simplifying my art and creating these abstracts that had white space or areas of color that didn't have pattern in it. And so they were calmed down. And at that time, that felt like a breakthrough for me, really good for me. It reflected what I was craving in my life. So I had a very busy, packed life with younger children with a lot of needs, and we were juggling, trying to get the business off the ground, and you were working, and there was a lot going on. And I look back at those pieces and I realize that they were a reflection of what I was going through at that time. And I look at the colors and I realize that's the colors that our old house was decorated with. The colors are also from the landscape where we used to live. So we used to live in an area where there are these, oh God, what are they? They're like geological rock formations with their red dirt. And, you know, often those creamy, peachy red colors would come through in my art. When I started to look at this, I realized that part of this discomfort or confusion that I'm feeling at the moment is because I've had such big change and I've moved into a different area. I've changed my lifestyle, my habits. I'm really focusing on my health and well-being, and it's bringing up all these different things. And the style of our house is very different, and the way I've decorated it, the colors, the patterns. So I'm feeling a bit of a disconnect with some of my older pieces of art. I've realized that we change. Everybody changes. We go through different phases, and you only have to look at people's houses and the different styles that you see, 60s, 70s, the color palettes, the people change and style changes. It would be quite unnatural, I feel, to stay the same. It's like when you sometimes you see someone who sticks with a style really rigidly, and it's almost strange because you'll say, oh my gosh, that person's stuck in the 1980s or something. but, you know, and I realized that, yeah, it's been a big period of change. Now I need to work through and process some of that through my art.
I see it all the time in photography and photographers on Instagram, you know, and I've mentioned this a few times now, you know, where photographers are in the trap of what they call shooting for Instagram. And their Instagram feed isn't their work. It's kind of like something to suck you in. So the colors match. The compositions are almost the same. It's kind of like the same photograph over and over and over again. And these very talented, amazing photographers are just burning out, but they're not burning out physically as in sicking tired. They're burning out creatively. And it's almost like people are afraid to do their own work and put it out there.
Yeah, very similar things are happening in the art world. We've seen the curation of Instagram feeds and artists become more of a brand. And that does have an impact on what you're willing to share. And you want to kind of hold back anything that doesn't quite fit what you've presented to the world. That can lead to an inner dissatisfaction, because as creatives, we want to try new things and experiment. Like our job is to push those boundaries out. And when we become a slave to our own parameters that we've put in place, it can cause us to feel demotivated and trapped in a particular style of work or a particular way of presenting ourselves. You know, it's a difficult thing to break out of. There are some artists that I follow that I really admire for the way that they continue to just put themselves out there and try different things and follow their whims and just do what they want to do. So I'm very inspired by that, and I'm looking at how can I keep evolving as an artist, be open to change in my art style.
I remember this distinct switch from your portfolio being on a website to making Instagram or social media your portfolio. I remember deciding, okay, I'm not going to have a portfolio. Like, you know, we work together. I don't need to go looking for work. If anybody wants me to work for them, we can discuss that. So I turned off my Squarespace. I didn't pursue it anymore. And my Instagram is just for me. But I remember, like, elite photographers keeping their website, keeping their newsletter, keeping their portfolio on their website, on their homepage, and using Instagram to experiment. So some photographers would only put phone photographs on their Instagram, or they wouldn't put their best work up there. These influencers are coming full circle, and they're getting back to putting their best work onto a website. And they're kind of coming away from Instagram. So it's funny. I just think that going back to the interviews that we did the last time, the tried and tested method is to have your own space and not be afraid to live in it.
It's especially true when you work hard to cultivate your own space, like your own website, your own little area where you can be yourself and express yourself. Why not use it for that? Why not use it to share who you are and what you're up to and allow it to change and morph? I mean, I feel like sometimes on the podcast I'm contradicting myself, because we've had many conversations about the importance of presenting your work really well. You know, we've talked about branding as an artist. We've talked about website design and getting people to get a sense of who you are and through how you present yourself, so you're not always chopping and changing and shifting. It's not that I don't understand that side of it. I'm very much a business person as well as an artist. I love the business side of things. I understand how marketing works. I do also know how I feel when I go too far down that path. And the feeling is an icky one. It's when I realize that the decisions I'm making are all based on how other people perceive my art. So I'm making a choice because I want approval from people on Instagram, or, you know, people buying my art or whatever it is. And when I don't make decisions based on what I truly enjoy as an artist, it starts to just feel, I don't know, it feels like what I was trying to get away from when I quit my job and became an artist. Yeah. It feels like I'm back there. So it's very important to me that I don't make every single decision for my art business based on numbers, sales figures, follower counts, and all that sort of stuff. I need to make sure that I'm following that and making some decisions that I would make regardless of whether I was putting my work on Instagram or my website or anything like that. That they're the decisions that I would make if I was just making art for no one else but me. It's important that there's an element of that in there.
Yeah, I think we did a podcast. I can't remember if Instagram was to go down, or you were to, like, just for whatever reason it was to close up. How would that affect your business? Like, is your business robust enough?
Yeah, we've chatted about that quite a bit throughout many episodes. A lot of them are on Instagram, and how we often ask ourselves, you know, what would we do if Instagram didn't exist as a way of having some kind of security for our art business, we look at diversity in our platforms that we use, building a strong website, having confidence about the creative work that we are doing, and that it's not just for likes and followers, that there's something more to it. There's something deeper and robust about the work that we are doing, and that it can translate to other things and also help people, that there is something more to it than that. Because as I was driving down, I was thinking about how confused I was feeling. So I posted a couple of images on my Instagram in the last week. One of them was the two bigger pieces that I'm working on, and I'm trying to sort of take a more experimental approach with those. And I've started with really dark colors. They may not stay that dark, but I remember you walking into the studio and seeing them in their very early layers, and you're like, whoa, that's dark.
I was like, what have I done now?
And I'm trying to figure out what that's about as well. And I think there's a part of me that just wants to be a little bit grittier as a person, to stand up for myself more as a person. And I look back at some of those older pieces and I can see that I was wanting harmony and I was wanting peace, and I was trying to keep everything calm and happy at home and in our lives. And some shifts have happened in our personal lives that have led me to wanting to, I guess, be less of a peacekeeper and think more about what am I doing, and am I doing it for the right reasons? Because keeping the peace isn't always the right thing to do. You know, if you've ever done Enneagram and those like personality tests, I've always come out as the peacekeeper. And I was thinking about this the other day, and this is going to be a little sidetrack, but we'll go there anyway. You talked about in our last episode how, you know, you felt like you did many things to be a people pleaser. I was thinking about how I often people please as well, but I think we do it for two very different reasons. And I think one of the main reasons that I people please is to keep the peace, to calm, to diffuse situations, because I don't like confrontation. Whereas you don't mind confrontation. You're very different. I think I've always been fascinated with this sort of stuff. I've made you fill out surveys.
I know.
Yeah. So I will go.
Or you'll fill them out for me.
I'll go down these rabbit holes. So I'll bring it back to the art anyway. What I've been noticing is a shift in the way that I want to show up in the world. I feel like it's coming through in my paintings, wanting to go into some darker colors, more defined shapes, harder edges, maybe some grittier textures. That's what I've been feeling. Whereas I look back at some of my older pieces and I can see calm, I can see space, I can see softness, I can see gentleness. And it's not that I don't value that side of my personality. It's a huge part of who I am. People always describe me as calm, gentle, kind. Even people that listen to this podcast will send me messages saying, just listening to your voice makes me feel calm. I think that's a wonderful thing to be able to offer in the world. I also want to explore what's on the other side of calm. Maybe there's something else there that I haven't tapped into, and it could be interesting for me and for my art. So that's where I think it's going. I need to open up to exploring those things, which means I need to be experimental with my art and not look to quickly resolve it. And in the past, I was looking for ease. I was looking for paintings that I could paint in a few layers and then resolve the work, present it, move on. But I want to stick with these paintings a bit and maybe have more layers and try some different things. So I haven't made the critical decisions that I would normally make in a painting fairly early on. So these are things like, okay, well, what is it? Is it an abstract? Is it a landscape? Is it a botanical? I haven't even decided that yet. I did make a decision not to go with the dark blues in this particular painting series, or it's not a series, it's just two paintings at the moment. But I haven't made any commitment to that. I haven't made those decisions. I haven't decided if there are going to be patterns in there and mark making or not. So without those decisions, it's really open. And that's where the confusion has come in, because I've left it so open-ended. And I'm trying to figure out what to do. Do I need to bring in decision making at this point, or could I go a few more layers and just try things on? You know, perhaps I could turn the canvas upside down and now bring in some light colors. Maybe I could try some botanical shapes and really embrace the layering that is possible when you work with acrylic paints. It's been a while since I've painted in such an intuitive way. When I started, I did do some paintings where I used prompts. So I would just have something like, you know, paint with dark colors. And then the next day come in, it would be use repetitive pattern. And then the next day it would be turn your canvas upside down, drips, you know, the next day etch, like things like that. It's been a long time since I've done anything like that. In recent paintings, I've gone in with more of a plan. I always allow things to evolve as I work. So I'm not like a super everything's planned, sketched out or anything like that. But I go in with like ideas, pretty strong ideas about where I'm heading with stuff. It's been a while since I've just let go in that way, where I've just gone, you know what, doesn't matter. I can paint over this. I can, you know, shift it in different directions. So one of the things I thought was that I could just go with that approach, maybe even come up with a list of prompts, really embrace that experimental side of making art. So almost go back to the beginning and just try different things. So that would be one idea. And I've got a few other ideas I thought of as well as to how I could navigate this confusion and figure out where I want to go next. Another idea that I had was to go around our house and garden and home with my camera and take a bunch of photographs of the things that are inspiring me at the moment, pin them up. So I've got a lot of photographs around my workspace at the moment of old pieces of art, but I think it's pretty clear from this conversation that they aren't feeding me in the way that I want to be inspired in this work.
It could be adding to your confusion.
Yeah, and I think that's a problem. I think one of the things I've been doing is digging too much into the past, looking at past paintings and not allowing that natural growth to occur, not saying, okay, that was then, this is now. And maybe what I need to do is put that stuff away, get my camera out and take photographs of, you know, flowers and things that are in the garden, tree shapes, twigs, whatever's out there, landscape scenes, patterns on cushion covers, rugs that we have, vases, clothes, ornaments, textures, wood, whatever.
I'm laughing because up there on the board, it's like all, what's your favorite word? Hickledy pickledy?
Hickledy pickledy.
It's all hickledy pickledy up there. But if you were to take your own advice, you would take your time and create a mood board. Figure out what mood you're in. Don't go looking to see what you want to paint. You're looking outside, like you're going back to old paintings. It's all exterior. You need to figure out how you feel and then make the mood board. That's why it's called a mood board, I assume, yeah?
You're laughing at me because I'm not taking my own advice at the moment. You know, we've done mood boards just a few weeks ago in the Modern Mixed Media e-course, and my mood board is still empty. I haven't done mine, which I've got one that's empty at home, and I keep saying, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, and I haven't done that. And it would be super helpful to do. So I need to take my own advice and build a new mood board to capture this feeling, this new feeling that I want to bring into the art that I create.
And leave it at home. Like, leave it at home and keep adding to it.
Yeah.
And then when you're ready, we'll bring it down.
And then the other thing that I was thinking was that I could go back to doing studies or smaller works. So I've been working on two wooden boards that they're not huge, but they're a sort of larger scale. And I could go back to working on something that's maybe like 30 centimetres by 30 centimetres or something like that, 12 inches or whatever that is. And you prepped a whole bunch of smaller boards. And I thought it would be good maybe to go back to smaller pieces and have more quantity. I find that's really good when you are confused to paint a whole bunch of pieces and to kind of get your yah-yahs out, is what I say. And in the past, I would have probably honed in on something for those boards. Like, I would have picked a color palette, picked a style and painted them, and they would come out looking all really cohesive. Done that before. Do you remember the brown ones I did? And, you know, I'd often have quite a tight concept. But what I was thinking was, what if I truly treated them like experimental boards without needing it to be a cohesive series? And, you know, I could even do like paint one a day, try out all these different ideas on them individually. So paint one with, you know, more abstract shapes with harder edges, maybe paint one that combines shapes with some of the new floral and botanical imagery from our garden. You know, maybe paint one with neutral colours and then try another one with what I sometimes would say is like ugly colours. Like, try some colours that I have never combined before. Maybe I don't need to share them on Instagram. Maybe it's something that I just do for myself. Or there's the other side of it. Maybe it would feel really liberating to share them on Instagram and say, hey, you know what, right now I'm not quite sure what I want to create, feeling confused. Maybe sharing that would be a way of saying, you know what, I'm always changing, you're changing too, and that's okay. So I have a few ideas that I mentioned. So there's sort of three main ones. One is to come up with some painting prompts and just really let rip on a larger canvas and allow there to be lots of different layers. The other idea was to go around my home, gather up a whole lot of new inspiration with photographs, put together a mood board and see where that takes me. And then the third idea was to create a series of studies with a very experimental mindset, without them needing to be cohesive. So I could just paint whatever I felt on each of the individual boards in this case, but they could be canvases or little pieces of paper or whatever it is, but get your yah-yahs out and try a whole lot of different things. And then when I get through a bunch of those, I can have a look at them and then decide. You know, then I can start going through that process that I normally go through where I refine my choices and I make decisions and go, you know what, yes, I want it to be completely abstract. Yes, these colours, I'd like to use them in the series, and I can start to refine and build a body of work. But what I don't want to do is rush it, because I feel like sometimes in the past I really wanted to like nail it down quickly and give myself a structure. You know, while that has worked for when I was in that place, right now that's not what I want. I mean, this isn't prescriptive. This isn't me saying you need to do this, you need to do that. I hope what people take from this episode is that you are going to change throughout your creative career or your creative journey. And what was right for you 2 years ago may not be right for you right now. I mean, that is what I really want to emphasize, and that it's quite normal to feel confused. It's okay to feel confused. It's a part of life, and life offers us up so many different things, so many opportunities. And it's because of that that life gets confusing. It's the richness of life, you know, the diversity of life.
What did the artist say? Feel your feelings, the good and the bad.
Yes, yeah. And that's had a really huge impact on me. A huge thank you to Jenny Grant, who was the artist who chatted on our last season about feeling your feelings. And I want to feel it all. I want to be able to feel it all. It's a process that I'm going through, getting more comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I'm loving it. It feels super healthy for me to be able to be okay with certain things that aren't pretty, aren't beautiful, aren't finished, aren't resolved yet, don't have a structure yet. Like I want to be okay with not being okay at
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
I'm using art as a vehicle for it all. And it's a wonderful way to work through stuff in your life. So art is a way of feeling your feelings.
I think it's phenomenal. And I sound like a broken record, but I can't begin to express how powerful those interviews were.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, we keep mentioning them, but they truly have made a big difference to our lives. The artists that we interviewed in the last season. And now, you know, taking all of that information and wisdom, it's time for me to do the work.
Yes.
Do the work. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. And that's one of the reasons why we're bringing this kind of more relaxed podcast conversation to you each mm-hmm. week in the run-up to Christmas, so that I can go and paint and feel the feelings and
yes.
and embrace the confusion.
Yeah, because you can listen to those podcasts, you can read the memes, you can read the self-help books, you can do all of that, you can watch the DVDs, you can even go to the seminars. But if you don't put it into action, it's no good. And putting this stuff into action isn't going to make you feel good. It's going to make you feel very, very uncomfortable. And it's going to make you confused, because on the other side of uncomfortable and confusion is exactly what you want. But you got to get over there, you know. And as my Christian friend would say, you know, God will move mountains for you, but you got to bring a shovel. And I like that, you know. It's true. You need action. You need
yes.
to put in the work.
I agree. And you know, sometimes I can get caught up in overthinking things. And what I've really learned in the last few months is that it's all about the action. It's all about the consistent daily action. And over the past few months, I've been exercising that through my well-being and seeing just how important it is to show up and to take steps towards your health on a daily basis, and that it doesn't need to take a long time. Now that I feel like I've worked on that and I've got it to a certain level, I'm ready to start applying that to my art. I always thought that I needed to put art as my highest priority. I don't know, I was always striving for that. I know that sounds ridiculous. Obviously, I have friends, family, and other things. But what I mean by that is that I always felt like I really need to be doing more art. I really need to be doing more art. What I didn't realize was that what I needed to put up the top was actually my health and well-being. And that once I had a handle on that and I was consistently feeling well-rested, calmer, energized, able to handle things that life threw at me, I would be in a much better place to make art. And that was a bit of an aha moment for me, or a realization that I could actually pause my art a bit. Over the last couple of months, I have been making art, but not daily, and work on my health and well-being. And then once I started to do that, that's when all this new stuff started to bubble up. That's when I started going, oh, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for a change. I'm ready to totally confuse myself.
Yeah, it's funny. You said to me the other day, there's a meditation at the end of your stretching, at the end of your yoga. And you're like, I'm really, really going to give this meditation a go. Boy, what aren't you doing? And you're like, oh, well, the whole session is 10 minutes and there's like a 2-minute meditation at the end. And it's just kind of like, being in the moment. And I was like, yeah. And you're like, yeah, but I don't do it. Like, as soon as the 8 minutes are up, I'm like, okay, what's on for the rest of the day? And my mind just starts to race. I was just laughing to myself. It's just such a human trait to not even take the 2 minutes, 120 seconds, to stop and sit just with yourself.
Well, I started doing longer yoga sessions, but I felt like I wasn't doing them very well. I said that to you a few times. I said, I just didn't feel like I was like really bringing myself to that. What I decided to do was to go back. So sometimes you've got to almost go backwards on your practice. So I decided to go back to doing the shorter ones. So I've gone back to doing 10 to 12 minute yoga sessions. And what I said to myself was, I'm going to do them really well. I'm going to do 10 minutes with focus. And I'm not going to scurry off my mat a minute early. I'm going to stay with it right to the end and do those 10 minutes rather than doing 20 minutes but not doing it very well. I'm curious to apply some of that into my art. You don't need a huge amount of time, but to bring your presence to your work, your focus, truly be in it for 10 minutes. Without the distractions of phones, internets, other demands on your life, just to immerse yourself in your art for 10 minutes. And that's where some of these things like the prompts and stuff will really help, if you just say, okay, for the next 10 minutes, I'm in front of the canvas and the prompt is lines. Just do lines. Just really experiment with line work, big lines, thin lines, thick lines. And things like that can allow you to stop thinking so much and go deeper into the process. So that's what I'm thinking. It's all interconnected. It's all interconnected. So I want to bring my yoga practice into my art, try and figure out how to combine the two. I even started thinking about how I could paint some paintings inspired by yoga, but that's a conversation for another day. We'll see what happens when I take these ideas that we've chatted about in the podcast and put them into action. And next week you can ask me how it went and which one I did. Did I do the prompts? Did I paint studies? Did I take photographs around the house?
Check on your mood board.
Oh, God. Hopefully I'll have something on there by then.
You'll be like, cut that out.
So we'll see. We'll see where I'm at. So anyway, I hope everyone's enjoyed this conversation and it might give you a little bit of comfort if you are going through some creative confusion at the moment. And I just want to say a big thank you to everyone for tuning in. And if you want to follow along with what I'm doing, you can certainly check me out over on Instagram at Laura Horn Art. You can find my website, laurahornart.com. I will be posting bits and pieces and you can see the paintings that I posted from last week. You can see the dark panels that I started, as well as some of my old art and the reflections that I was having about that. I also just wanted to say a big thank you to everyone who shares the podcast. It really does make a big difference in as far as getting the word out. And there are a couple of ways you can share it. You can just tell a friend or take a photo and share it on Instagram. Just snap the podcast, share it in a story. And also the reviews. Reviews are really important as well. And we've had so many heartfelt and wonderful reviews. We love reading them and they also help others to find us, which is wonderful. So thanks everyone. Have a beautiful week and I hope that you tune in again next week.